This weekend for us, obviously, we have the kits available anytime, but certainly at the farmers market. There's actually a whole host of activities that are happening down in Denver where there's virtual programming that you can access anytime, or there's virtual events that are happening on kind of a one-time basis that you can access. Everything is free. All of the various locations and programs can be accessed through the Mexican Cultural Center website. And so if you just search Mexican Cultural Center, it's on the homepage of their site where you can see every single program at every single location.
Can you open up this kit and, and just describe for our listeners what all is inside?
So inside each kit is there's an instruction sheet in both English and Spanish that gives both written instructions and then picture instructions if that's easier for someone to use. And then also in there is the various tools that you're going to need to complete the project. So there's several pieces of tissue paper, a scissors, some yarn, a glue stick. There's also a free admission for BMOCA, but that you don't need that for the project. And then you'll use those materials following the instructions, or in true contemporary art form, you can do whatever you'd like with the materials, but if you'd like to do the project as it was originally envisioned, you can just follow the verbal, or the, excuse me, the written instructions, or the picture instructions, and you cut out of the various pieces of paper that you receive in the kit, attach some string, and then you're able to kind of hang your Pablo Picado creation.
What other museums are open right now in Boulder?
The Museum of Boulder, I believe, is open. I don't exactly know what their hours are. The CU Art Museum currently is not open, and I don't know that their Nature and Science Museum is open either. So CU has, I think, kept those institutions closed. Some of our other peer organizations that are performing arts organizations are doing lots of hoop jumping to figure out how they do performances, and really working with the city on Arts in the Park this summer to try to get some of that in the band shell so people can engage with their various programs and creations. But there are a lot of arts organizations that haven't been able to continue their work. And you know, in talking with a lot of our peers who are running performing arts organizations, I mean, there's arts organizations are nothing if they're not creative and able to be nimble in trying to solve problems.
And one adaptation is right here, this make and take kit.
Yeah.
You can come to the museum.
Yep.
Pick up a kit.
Yep, pick up a kit.
We're take also, it home safely.
Yeah, take it home and just do it with your family, do it by yourself, but all the materials are here. And interestingly, kits in general have been things we've been doing at schools and libraries all over the place, because that's obviously what schools and libraries can manage right now and offer to their communities. So we're still figuring out what is the role of, you know, the kits and the virtual programs as we're able to get back together in person, and I have a feeling they'll be around. I think that will be one of the long-lasting positive impacts of the pandemic, is better access virtually and with at-home kind of activities that hopefully we'll be able to sustain as we return to a new chapter. I won't say normal.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. So nice to meet you, Shannon.
That was Gwen Burek of the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Arts. A complete list of Dia del Niño events and activities across the Front Range is available at the Mexican American Cultural Center's website at mccdenver.org. For KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.